America is on each one of our hearts. What in the world is going on in America today? We are seeing a political divide that is beyond description and a growing polarization in our nation. How long can this continue and America still go forward? Today's podcast could be a game changer for you and for our country. Why is this so? Because I believe people change the world.
Today more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and is influencing the country with strong biblical convictions. And he believes that people can change the world. With his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
One of the leaders that God has raised up to speak to issues in America today is our guest for this podcast on Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership Today. Tony Perkins is advancing faith, family, and freedom through his role as the president of the Family Research Council that is located in Washington, D.C. Unquestionably, God has raised Tony Perkins up to be the voice for millions of conservative Americans and evangelical Christian Americans who want our nation to forward the biblical principles of faith, family, and freedom. Tony Perkins is heard daily across America on his national radio broadcast, The Washington Watch, and is also heard, read, and seen in America's newspapers as well as on major radio and television media outlets. And one thing about Tony Perkins is, when you see him, he is always forwarding faith, family, and freedom, and doing it with courage, but also with love. You see, the Tony Perkins I know, he is always holding the truth of God in one hand and the love of God in the other. I am Ronnie Floyd, and I want to welcome my guest on Life and Leadership Today, the president of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins. Welcome, Tony, to our podcast today.
Well, Dr. Floyd, thanks so much for having me on. Great to be with you.
Well, Tony, you have been the president of the Family Research Council since 2003. Earlier in your life, you served for 8 years in the Louisiana legislature. Let me ask you this question. Has politics changed any in the last 20 years? And if so, how has it changed?
When I was first elected, Republicans and Democrats sat down together and they talked through issues. And it really wasn't the party that determined the party affiliation that determined the outcome. It was the issue. I think there's this political polarization that has taken place. We've become more ideologically divided as a nation. But this is where I see opportunity, Ronnie, is that really the only thing that can bring us together as a nation, if you look back historically, many of the institutions that once unified us have been torn down there in disarray. The church. This is an open door for the church. Because look at our churches, and I know some are not as diverse as others, but our church certainly is, where you have people of different economic backgrounds, different racial backgrounds. I know yours is. I've been to your church before. So you have all these different people, different backgrounds that would, under normal circumstances, not be interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. But they come together because they come together under the banner of the cross. I think the nation can be that way once again as well.
Mm. You know, people like you, Tony, you're seen and heard so often through media and read about in newspapers nationally. But many people do not see you as you really are. In fact, some may be surprised because you do have a life outside of Washington, D.C. You're a husband, you're a father, and even the interim pastor of the church that you and your family are members of, and that you even serve as an elder of that same church. So tell us about that side of Tony Perkins that most Americans never see and just do not know.
Well, I've been married for over 30 years to my wife, whom I met in New Mexico at Glorieta, New Mexico,
oh,
Baptist
goodness,
Retreat
that is
Center.
Amazing.
The true story, we met on a bicycle built for two.
Oh,
I was with a friend of mine, and there was a couple of girls there, and you know, we all, he chose one girl, and I met this other girl, and I let her get up front and do all the peddling, and she's been peddling ever since. And that's how we met. We have five children. I've been blessed with five wonderful children. Mm. And, you know, people think that I'm a political animal because I'm in Washington. Anybody involved in Washington is political. I was never involved in politics. Now, I voted. As soon as I turned 18, I registered for Selective Service, and I registered to vote. But before I was elected to office, the sum total of my political involvement was, I think, maybe putting up two yard signs. Mm. That was it. I was in college Republicans. I never thrived on politics. I understood the importance of it, and I voted. But I never wanted to be involved. And I was a police officer after coming out of the Marine Corps, active in my church. Started in radio doing some commentary and weekend radio programming. But it was the Lord that led me. Because I surrendered to the ministry in May of 1992, Mother's Day of 1992. And I told the pastor, I said, you know, I don't think the Lord's calling me to be a preacher because I don't think Marines make good preachers. You know, people come for sympathy and you tell them to give you 20 push-ups, you know. And so I wasn't sure. I registered for seminary in New Orleans. And all of a sudden, the Lord changed courses for me, and I ended up being a television news reporter covering the legislature in Louisiana, and that's where the Lord showed me. He said, that's your ministry. Hmm. I said, wait a minute, that's not a ministry. That's politics. Romans 13, where Paul talks about they are ministers of God. I think the role of the church is we have a role in the culture, and that is in education, that's in the political realm, that's in entertainment. I think wherever there are people— the church should be there upholding the truth in a compassionate way. We should speak, as Ephesians 5 says, speak the truth in love. We should speak out of a redemptive heart.
That's right.
It's not about winning an argument. It's not about prevailing. Rather, it's about transforming the hearts of men and women with the truth.
Well, Tony, in your family, you went through something really challenging. Last fall of 2016, the floods of Louisiana came. And listen, folks, while Tony, imagine this for a moment, while Tony's on the front lines of this changing culture and advancing what we believe in so deeply, and thank you for championing it, faith and family and freedom, America's also going through at the same time the most challenging election probably in our lifetime. And then in the fall of 2016, in the middle of the presidential election, the rains and the floods hit the greater Baton Rouge region, and you, Tony, and your family, you lost your home. I mean, what was this like to go through this adversity?
Well, fortunately, I've been so busy, I hadn't had time to think about it. But it was kind of surreal when that happened. I'd actually had my youngest daughter. We had gone to a father-daughter ranch in California. I take all my kids to JH Ranch, a great ministry opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's a father and teen, spiritually challenging and do high ropes on. So we had a great time. Get back. It had been raining for about 5 days. And the last day, we ended up like 23 inches of rain in 24 hours. Mm. You know, when the animals started coming out of the woods around our house in pairs, I should have known something was up. we ended up getting on our property. Our driveway was covered in 10 feet of water, and we had to escape in a canoe. Actually, a canoe and a flatboat. All of us won't fit in one canoe. Seven of us, plus the neighbor, his wife, and two kids. And so we were paddling out, and as we were getting out, This was in the middle, as you said. It was kind of in the middle of the campaign, the primary, and the general election. I get a text from the campaign manager of Donald Trump, you know, asking a question. I said, "I'm sorry, I got to get back with you. I'm evacuating my house in a canoe," you know. And so, for a week later, Donald Trump and Mike Pence came to my church, Greenville Springs Baptist, and into the community, and because it had gotten no attention. And they came down and brought the national media, and all of a sudden we started getting some relief there. And I toured the community in the suburban with President Trump, then candidate Trump, and Mike Pence, and he was truly moved. I saw a side of him, and I had a chance to spend some time with him before, but he was truly moved by the devastation that he saw because the TV cameras simply could not capture it. And as you point out, it's still ongoing.
God uses those times to groom us, and to grow us. And Tony, you are a growing leader. In fact, your organization is growing. Your personal influence in Washington is growing and even beyond. I mean, God has raised you up, and your leadership is constantly having to change. So, Tony, I want you to give our listeners today two or three lessons on leadership that you're learning right now in your life.
Leadership requires you to be regimented. Mm. And I think you spiritually you have to be fit. Emotionally, you got to be fit. That means you've got to get rest. And I know that's hard for some leaders, and I struggle with that from time to time. You got to eat well. We've got to be spiritually attuned to what God is saying. Mm. And that means we got to be not only praying, but listening as we read and study His Word. Mm. And I don't think any leader ever gets beyond that point of needing to hear a fresh word from God.
Absolutely.
If we spend too much time listening to talk radio and watching cable news, we become anxious. Mm-hmm. And what does the Scripture say? You know, be anxious for nothing.
That's right.
But by prayer and supplication, let your mm-hmm. request be made known unto mm-hmm. God. And so I think Christians would do better to kind of turn off the TV, except when my radio program comes on. You know, when you listen on that talk radio program, but the others you can turn off. But is spend more time in prayer, because mm-hmm. what I find is that when we get the heart of God, mm-hmm. then that's when we're prepared to do the work of God. Mm-hmm. And if we're trying to do it without His heart, mm-hmm. it's motion without meaning.
Mm. Well, Tony, tell us today about the Family Research Council. What is it like now to be the leader of the Family Research Council at this time in America?
Well, Dr. Floyd, there's a lot here. I'm like the tip of the iceberg, and you know that because you've been around the organization, you've seen the people, you serve on our board, and you know that we've got about 80 dedicated men and women who have given mm. their lives to serve the Lord in this capacity. And they see it as a ministry. This isn't a job, it's a ministry. And we are the eyes, the ears, and sometimes the mouth of Christians across this country here in Washington, D.C. We are their voice. We represent them here. Literally, we're kind of like having, if you've got a congressman, a senator that doesn't represent you, by partnering with us, we literally do. I mean, we work very closely with members of Congress. We draft legislation. We provide research for them to help them understand the issues. Of course, our issue set is we work to shape public policy as it pertains to families from a Christian perspective. We're unapologetically Christian. We don't hide the fact that we follow mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, that we believe that the Bible, which was good enough for the founders to build a nation on, mm-hmm. we believe it's still good enough to guide a nation by. And, of course, one of the areas that I brought when I came here almost 14 years ago was an outreach to churches. We call it our Watchmen on the Wall. I believe that the issues that we are wrestling with as a nation mm. today, you name it, healthcare, immigration, mm-hmm. Crime, suicide, assisted suicide, redefinition of marriage, abortion. Yes, those are issues that have political elements with it we're wrestling with in this arena, mm-hmm. but at their core, they're spiritual.
That's right.
They're moral. The Scripture speaks to those issues. Mm-hmm. And so if we're going to address these spiritual issues, we have to have the spiritual mm-hmm. leaders of the nation engaged. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the supporting entities within the organization and our development helping us raise the money, because we receive no government money, mm-hmm. And it's all funded by private donations from Christians across the country. Some 50,000 different individuals who stand with us financially and are mm. part of what we do here.
That's remarkable, Tony. What a tremendous, tremendous ministry. Tony, if you had to tell Americans the top three pressing issues in our country today, the kind of issues of which people cannot sit this one out. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone has to be on the front lines mm-hmm. over these issues. Be as succinct as you can, as specific, because I really want our people to catch the vision and the heartbeat.
That's not difficult at all. Top on the list is religious freedom. Mm. And you say, well, what do you mean by religious freedom? religious freedom, as was recognized in our Bill of Rights, is that we have the free exercise of religion, meaning the ability to live our lives according to our faith. You say, well, what does that mean? First off, it means that we have to advocate for and make sure that government recognizes that God-given right. That wasn't given to us by government. It was given to us by God, and our government has recognized it, and therefore it has protected it. But here's what each and every one of your listeners can do, is commit to live your life according to your faith in Jesus Christ without fear. Proverbs says that the fear of man is a snare. We have to start living boldly, courageously, compassionately, but boldly for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's number one, because everything emanates from our ability to live our lives according to our faith. All of these issues that we deal with are really subsets of our ability to structure our lives according to biblical faith, which the founders saw is essential to the success of this nation.
What are two or three great hopeful things that you see? I mean, sometimes we tend to be a little doom and gloom, but what are the hopeful things that really people need to understand? What can the church do? You've already spoken to the church, but what are those couple of things that really give you hope?
Part of it is, you know, as a believer, as a follower of Jesus Christ, our life has purpose and meaning. So it doesn't matter. I just finished reading Bill Bennett's book, The Tried by Fire, the first 1,000 years of the church. And what we are facing today, I mean, pales in comparison to what those who came before us in the faith have faced as a church. And so, yes, are we faced with challenges? Certainly. But with those challenges come opportunities. I mean, because of the dark backdrop culturally and spiritually in our nation, it doesn't take a whole lot for the light to be seen. And so each of us in our capacities can show forth a light. Now, I will have to tell you, I mean, I don't subscribe to everything that, I mean, Donald Trump is, I don't believe in everything he does. He was not my candidate in the primary. I obviously supported him in the general election. But let me tell you what, God has given us a tremendous reprieve. I am very hopeful because the things that I've met with him. I met in the Oval Office with him. I'm in almost daily communication with the White House on different issues. And look what they're doing. They are responding. Are they doing everything the way we would like to see it? No, maybe not. But we are seeing opportunities for the church and the values we care about to be center stage and in the mix of the discussion of the shaping of policy in this nation. I see great opportunities for this country. Is it going to be easy? No. There'll be challenges. There'll be difficulty. I believe that we will face tribulation, but, you know, the Scripture says that. Yeah. But James also says in the midst of that, and this is a verse that's often lifted out, but to pray for wisdom is in the context of facing tribulation. I believe we need to be praying for wisdom, but then seizing the opportunities that God gives us.
You know, since the 1st of January of this year, 2017, I've served on your 8-member board of directors of the Family Research Council. And while I've known you for several years and really have gotten to know you very well in these past 3 or 4 years, and now that I'm seeing your leadership and the Family Research Council from the inside, it's very impressive. Tony, here's my question to you. For the leaders of business and education and ministry and politics and law and any others of which people are leaders, how should they navigate through these delicate challenges that each of us face within our changing culture?
To me, what I think we have the greatest void of in America today and in the church is courage. I think courage is in short supply. When we have a fear of man, we cannot have a reverence for God. And I think more than anything, leaders need to know who they are in Christ. Part of that and the difficulty of that is that you got to spend time with him. And you're a busy CEO, you're a busy businessman, and you think the last thing you have time for is a Sunday school lesson. I'm not talking about reading a Sunday school lesson. I'm talking about knowing the Word of God and spending time with God. And when you do that, there's a confidence that comes that you, like David, when he faced Goliath, he said, you know what? I can handle this guy. The same God who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the bear will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Mm. And so I think that's not just for pastors.
That's right.
It's not just for politicians. It's for moms. It's for dads. It's for businessmen. It's for students. Trust God. Fear Him and no man. And I believe you have then the elements of true leadership.
Thank you, Tony Perkins. I want to challenge each of you to follow Tony at T. Perkins and visit the website for the Family Research Council at frc.org. There is so much to learn from there and to gain from this website every day. And to our listeners, also let me remind each of you, please go on iTunes and rate and review our podcast. And when you do, it excels and advances the message of this podcast greatly. And finally, in a day when so much skepticism, criticism, and even cynicism about America is surging forth from our culture, I want to challenge you. Choose to be different. We call this leadership. Choose to love our nation and pray for our nation. We call this leadership. Choose to forward your faith in this nation. We call this leadership. And choose to forward your faith through your family. Yes, we call this leadership. And even choose always to forward your faith through your freedom. We call this leadership.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.